One, where do you get, from what are the sources, the potato, meat, peas and all, would give you vitamin B1. And what is the function? Growth, for growth and appetite. And what is the deficiency cause of vitamin B1? Beriberi. Loss in the weight, loss in your appetite, you will not feel hungry, you will not eat much food. Understood? Now, vitamin B2. From when you will eat cheese and meat, you will get vitamin B2. And the function is growth, healthy skin, mouth and eyes. And what is the deficiency disease? If vitamin B2 is not there in the body, then retarded growth. The growth will not be very good. The vision, you cannot see things very clearly and properly. Understood? Now, vitamin B5. You get vitamin B5 from tomato, potato, leafy vegetables, peanut and all. And the function of B5 is proper carbohydrate, metabolism, it breaks food, nervous system becomes strong. Okay? And deficiency disease, diarrhea, pellagra, these are the deficiency disease which causes because of vitamin B5, lack of vitamin B5. Now, vitamin B12 from milk, cheese. Let me tell you, milk is a complete food, children. Milk has everything like protein, fats, mineral, carbohydrate, water, everything. Milk is a complete food. Now, vitamin B12 we get from milk, cheese, egg. And the function is red blood cell develops or grows from vitamin B12. And what is the deficiency disease if vitamin B12 is not there in the body much? I mean to say, not lack of vitamin B12. Then pernicious anemia. Anemia, when the blood is not sufficient in the body. Lack of sufficient blood. Okay. And then because of anemia, night blindness is one of the problem. Now, vitamin C you get from orange, lemon, and it is very good for healthy resistance of flu or something. Okay. And the deficiency, scurvy, swollen, your gums will swallow, you'll have scurvy and all. And the last one, vitamin D, which you get from butter, milk, sunlight, egg, fish and all. And the function is proper utilization of calcium and phosphorus for your bone and teeth. And if the vitamin D is not there in the body, then the deficiency, poor growth, teeth will break, bone, tooth decay, rickets and all this thing happen. Now, what is anemia? Anemia is a non-communicable disease. And how this happen? Because lack of the deficiency of iron. If iron is not there in the body, then a person can have suffer from anemia. And what are the symptoms? How will you find that the person is suffering from anemia? Fatigue, very tired, pale looking, color lips will turn little black, okay, flat nails and all this. The other is communicable, the disease which is spread fast, like typhoid, cholera, through the air, which disease, influenza, measles, chicken pox and all this thing. Okay, so these are communicable, means from one person to other person it transfers. Okay. Now, the other thing is, we get infected with germs, virus also. Okay, the body attack with all this thing. And the term germ includes bacteria, protozoa and virus. So, bacteria causes disease like TB, typhoid, pneumonia. And protozoa causes disease like malaria, amoebic dysentery, loose motion. Virus causes disease like, you know, common cold, chicken pox, smallpox and all this thing. Communicable disease can be through air. Through the air, you can catch communicable disease like influenza, smallpox, through food and water also. Okay, if the food is not good, disease food through food canal like tuberculosis, typhoid, cholera, and through direct contact also. Direct contact means through clothes, utensil and all this, like ringworm, smallpox and all. And through insect bites, if the insect bites, then also disease like malaria, plague, dengue and all this thing can happen.